Right now, as hurricane season continues, several western states are dealing with a different problem, a severe fire season. Wildfires are still burning in Oregon, Washington, California, and Montana. Parts of Glacier National Park have burned, and smoke and ash are a continuing problem, making air quality a concern in the West and beyond. John Hopewell joins us now. He's an earth and science specialist for the Capital Weather Gang at the Washington Post. John, welcome to Central Time.
Hey, you're welcome. I'm happy to be here.
Well, as of today, where are the most difficult wildfires in the West?
Well, right now there's about 123 large fires that are active and about 2 million acres that are on fire, primarily in the Pacific Northwest, Washington, Oregon, Idaho, and down into Northern California, but also Montana. Montana is probably one of the biggest or hardest hit states right now. They have almost 1 million acres have burned total in Montana, and there's some 500,000 on fire as we speak.
Now, we're watching this from Wisconsin, and we get, you know, images of a fire here and a fire there. But overall, is this a particularly bad year for wildfires?
Yeah, this is a bad year. In Montana, it's expected to probably be in the top two or three all-time in terms of acreage burned. In other states, it's not so much the acreage that's burned. It's the impacts and the amount of smoke that's being generated, which is unprecedented.
And is this a bunch of small stories where there's local conditions here and there and they all happen to be happening the same year? Or is there some wider, I guess, climate or weather phenomenon that's leading to this big fire year?
Yeah, you know, fires can sometimes be a local issue, but this one is a regional issue, and that's why we have fires burning everywhere. This winter, we had above average rain and snowfall in most of the West. But then we came into a drought early in the summer, and many places in Montana haven't seen rain in over 2 months. So you have a combination of a hot and dry summer, actually one of the hottest summers on record, combined with a lot of dead trees from the bark beetle, which is expanding its territory because of increased temperatures from climate change. So this is an unusual season with lots of fires burning, and because of a massive ridge of high pressure, which has parked itself over the western U.S. most of the summer.
And we hear about El Niños and La Niñas. Are either of those involved here? Are either of those a factor?
Not exactly. It's more about this, what they call synoptic level high pressure ridge, which has just parked itself over the western U.S. And when you get a high pressure, you get air that's warm and stagnant and suppresses. It actually pushes down. So when this smoke rises, it can't go too high, and it's actually sinking and filling in a lot of the valleys out west, creating a prolonged air quality issue.
Right. Can you talk about the kind of impacts of that low-lying smoke from these fires? What is it meaning for people who live in those areas?
Yeah, it's pretty detrimental to your respiratory health. One thing that seems to have changed is 20, 30 years ago, the fire season would usually start, you know, July, maybe early August after the snows have totally melted. But now the fire seasons are starting much sooner. In Colorado, there was fires in early March, which is just weird. And so you're having prolonged amounts of smoke that are hanging in the valleys. Bozeman, Montana has been seeing smoke in the Gallatin Valley since July. So it's turning into a potential public health crisis where the smoke is lingering for the entire summer.
And we've seen maps, satellite maps, showing that smoke spreading across the country and here in Wisconsin. And I believe I've a handful of times smelled that smoke from out west. Am I right about that? Could that be possible?
Yeah. Yes. No, absolutely. Southern Wisconsin has been impacted by smoke from both Canadian fires and fires coming from the Pacific Northwest. That's just how incredible this season has been. There was a flare-up about 10 or 11 days ago that pumped smoke into southern Wisconsin. It hopped on the westerlies and the jet stream. And, yeah, what you smelled is smoke from about 1,500 miles away.
Yeah, that was, we switched the air in the studio one time, and all of a sudden we were smelling wildfire smoke, like, during the show. And that was exactly, I think, when you just mentioned that. You're not getting it as far east as D.C., I assume.
You can't smell it or see it, but on satellite and certain spectrums, you've been able to see traces of it in New York, but no, it hasn't been, noticeable.
This may be a stupid question, but does having all that smoke in the atmosphere itself change the weather in any way?
It can, yeah. I mean, it can lower temperatures. The high in the Portland, Oregon was supposed to hit 109 degrees a month or so ago, and because of the thick layer of smoke, it acted like a cloud, and it suppressed the temperatures, and it only reached 106. So it can reduce the amount of solar radiation that's coming in. It can reduce the temperatures. It has an effect.
Only 106. I mean, that for the places we're talking about, San Francisco's, Portland's, Seattle's hitting triple-digit weather. These are places that aren't built for that kind of temperatures. This is a potential hazard, isn't it?
Yeah, a lot of people in San Francisco, or most people in San Francisco, don't have air conditioning. So when it hit 109 there, that creates a lot of discomfort. It stresses the elderly. And it's so anomalous. It's so statistically anomalous. The average high that day should have been 70 degrees in San Francisco, that it cannot be contributed to some, it's not a natural condition. It's man-made induced global warming, which is helping these temperatures get that high.
We're talking to John Hopewell from the Capital Weather Gang, looking at wildfires up and down the western United States. And John, I want to follow up on that point. I know it can be hard to say this particular weather event is related to climate change, but can you talk about the role of climate change in these high temperatures out west and these wildfires?
Yeah, sure. I mean, you're right. You can't peg any one event to climate change. But what I like to say to people is if you went to 100 doctors and 99 of them said you had cancer and you should start chemo immediately, what would you do? Well, 99 out of 100 climate scientists are saying that man is contributing to global warming and we should do something about it. So it is a contributing factor, and it's only going to get worse unless we curb our CO2 and other greenhouse gas emissions.
And I've read that usually in wildfire season, we can concentrate our firefighting resources in smaller areas, in the areas with the worst fires. Are we getting stretched thin with fires in so many different states now?
Yeah, we are super stretched thin. We're at a level 5 preparedness right now. That's the highest level. We have 25,000 firefighters on the fire line actively. Firefighters have been coming in from all over the country to support the efforts out in the West. The Forest Service firefighting fund is nearly depleted, and there's really the fires are going to go until the snows come.
I've seen some reports of wet weather now in some of the states affected. Is that going to start to help turn things around?
Yeah, we have the fall equinox coming. I mean, old man winter is coming, so the fires by themselves will start to die out. The days are getting shorter. The temperatures are getting cooler. Humidities are rising. These are all favorable conditions for fire suppression. So, eventually Mother Nature will extinguish them.
Is that 100% for sure? Because not that long ago, we had droughts in, I know, Northern California and elsewhere. It's not 100% sure thing that we're going to get the rain.
That's true. It's not 100%, and it's not 100% that it would fully extinguish. Some of these fires can smolder underground. They can smolder in the roots. But in the Northern Rockies, it typically gets so cold and snowy in the winter that it puts it out. Southern California, Southern Arizona, Southern New Mexico, they could have their fire season perhaps go year-round.
And can you talk about how much these wildfires have been close to big or to populated areas? Sometimes they're kind of out in the middle of nowhere and we're mostly just seeing the smoke. How much has this affected people where they live?
Well, Portland, Oregon, with that fire in the gorge, had major impacts. It was ash falling from the sky, reminiscent of the Mount St. Helens eruption back in 1980. Seattle has also been impacted. So typically those cities don't experience the type of smoke they've been getting. Montana, Missoula, Butte, Bozeman, Helena, they're more accustomed to smoke than the Pacific Northwest.
And what are you watching for now as these 100-plus wildfires are still burning?
I'm watching for the winter coming. I'm watching for the snows and the cold weather, and hope that they come sooner than later.
And is this, do you think, going to be a freak year, or is this getting closer to a new normal?
I think it's getting closer to a new normal. It is a, you know, quote, freak year, but I think we're going to be seeing more fires, and we need to start have a national discussion about our development and land use and how we treat forest fires. There's been a long history of fire suppression. Many of the forests out west, especially the lodgepole pine forests, have what's known as serotonous cones, and those cones need fire to germinate. And what we've been doing for 100 years is suppressing those fires. So we have forests that are unhealthy, they're cluttered, and then we have the pine bark beetle, which is killing many trees and providing more fuel. So I think we're entering a new normal of increased wildfire activity.
John, thanks a lot for joining us today.
You're welcome. Thank you.
John Hopewell is an earth and science specialist for the Capital Weather Gang at the Washington Post. He joined us to talk about wildfires burning in the western United States.